For the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. There's a lot to learn when we sit down and share with folks from other generations, whether it's sitting down with your child, your parent, a grandparent, or a family friend. So we here at KBIA decided to explore some of these intergenerational relationships through conversation. Local Black Lives Matter organizer Christopher Watkins Jr. recently sat down with his 13-year-old daughter, Jordan Cole, to speak about what it was like to grow up Black in Columbia. Here's Jordan.
Did you experience, like, any racial violence in your community as a kid, or was it peaceful?
It was never peaceful when I grew up. It was never peaceful unless you was playing sports somewhere you wasn't. At the park and things like that. My very first experience with racial violence, we were actually at one of my friend's house. I was going to West Boulevard, maybe second or third grade. And we were playing video games. For some reason, SWAT kicked in the door, but they slammed all of us. Like, grabbed her by our arm, slammed us face first into the ground. And that, at that time, changed my mind about being a police officer. Because it was dead wrong. I'm a little kid. You know, I shouldn't have to went through that.
Did you ever figure out why they did that, or was it just unknown?
I didn't want to know. And that's when I picked up a basketball. Because basketball and football are the only way I could let out. Because I couldn't talk to my parents about it. About what was going on in life. Or what I'm experiencing in school and things like that. So instead of acting out, I picked up a ball.
See, that's what I was saying. Like, kids are so bottled up and they can't express themselves because they're afraid of what people would say.
And at that time, I wasn't afraid. It was just of the absence. Who could I trust to tell certain things to? Who was going to show me the love at the time that I needed? So I had to keep some of it down, which is another reason why I became a good writer. I would just write it out, what I'm feeling for the day or for the week. You know, you see me, I do some of that now. Or I text your mom a long message, but, you know, it's hard when you have so much to say that might mean nothing. And not that they're not listening to you, but because they don't know what to do about it.
I want people to know that it's serious. It's an everyday problem, and wake up, because it's going to keep happening if no one does anything. So use your voice and, like, help.
We have to be a united front. You know, we can't, not only I can do it, not only can she do it, but we all have to do it together to see some things change around here. It's hard, especially for me as a parent, as an adult, as African American in this community. You know, if I'm in the car with my children, am I going to be the next person shot? Or, you know, screaming, I can't breathe. Things like that run through your head when you wake up every day. It's not fair. These conversations have to be had, not just with our children, but with individuals, so they know, like, this is what you guys have been through.
That was local Black Lives Matter organizer Christopher Watkins Jr. speaking with his 13-year-old daughter, Jordan, about growing up Black in Columbia. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News.